the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Not trying to party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Fucking rough ass up with robust.
Bust all others, leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I upchuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My feet don't got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to clucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teeth. Believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Fuck this, there is no justice. And it's a shame because America's above this. But it's really not, cause these cops, they are racist. The very foundation of America is racist. Yeah, we all know it, but nothing ever changes. They part of the system that puts us in cages. Time to break out, every race, all ages. This is not anarchy, this is what changes. You don't have the right to tell me what my pain is, or tell me how to protest, or tell me what my aim is. You the fucking problem, that's where the blame is. Cops killing black people, that's what insane is. Weak politicians, we know what your name is. You can vote while I'm getting choked by a racist. All the actualizations against us are baseless. They falsifying evidence and burying the cases. FBB, yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Fuck that, criminal justice, they run that. They can have guns, but ask me, where my gun at? They the criminals, but it's me they wanna come at. Who's telling them to put their gun back? Fuck that, when it's gonna end? Being killed by cops is the sixth leading cause of death for black men. And then, the courts don't convict them when the camera shows they the criminals and we are the victim. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. And there'll always be one more, as long as white society holds a monopoly on all law. Either or, that's the only law we follow, cause colonial custom is what we train to model. Shots in the air, this is just another day for me. Modern day slavery still requires the bravery. Cheap photography, making slavery plain to see. We used to die aimlessly, now the camera aims at me. One shot saving me, the other shot slaying me. But how is this condition any different from slavery? White supremacy is still trying to enslave us, when our voice is ignored and let white folks save us. I appreciate the protest for sure, but when we gonna end the monopoly of white law? We follow they laws while they follow none. We told to be peaceful while they busting their gun. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw.
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion will not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show improve to me. But still you faith each and I compared to me religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation, the Bush administration, unequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they
don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with a heater, ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long. Spiritual life lessons that I recite in a song. Trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? All my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Blackfish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving change for the better, but it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains, protect one another. That's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve, and then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. To stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tax that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't my man, I'll tell you, me, oh, yeah, what a difference.
The world won't get no better.
By the hour, every day he getting stronger, the people give him more power, and intelligent, disciplined, he can organize confusion. He's militant, different, he can recognize illusion. Maybe overthrow the government, protest, riot, maybe even run for president. But who would wanna keep him quiet? Informants on the inside, he still seems unstoppable. But this is always how a leader die, because they getting too powerful. Like the barrel of a gun crucified, he was only 21. Look for all the things he did in a short time, imagine all the things he could have done. If he could speak from the grave, Fred Hampton to say this: you could kill a Black Panther, but the Panther still exists.
This record is dedicated to the chairman, Fred Hampton. May you rest in everlasting peace. And to his family, between Akua and Jerry, and his son, the chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Peace, love, and respect.
All our strong Black men finally gunned down. Unjustifiable.
You go busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being Black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a Black woman at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets. We don't be knowing the pain we cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all. All those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Put the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Jack Mack, staring at the walls of Cyrus, the sausage cage where it's captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my Black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born Black, in this white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his bed. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed the casket, gently ask him if they have him for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be Black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, but suck, check yourself. Nobody what it means to be Black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling in this white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brother and brother. We must fight for brother and brother.
Too much for the cold world to take. Ended up being fatal. Every
we under attack. I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, tan, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. You should be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO. G-men, government hitmen. Directed by Director J. Edgar Hoover, the hitman. Political frameworks in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up. Killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names with legal reasons I can't even mention, they're still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn governor that brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institutional issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one duck in no motherfucking trouble. Shit. Go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. We're strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Now fast forward in closing words on the tongues of the Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget 2037 West Monroe, 4:35 a.m. in the morning, west side of Chicago, 1969, December 4th.
Down.
Free them all, live and direct,
Brother Tim. Free them all, that's what it is, y'all. Here's a fast with Fist Clinch, y'all, again. We coming more than double pressing, y'all. We on Facebook at Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? We at official, we on Instagram at official chairman Fred Hampton Jr. We are on Intellectual Radio, live on YouTube and other streams. We are also on YouTube at StreamYard at Chairman Fred Jr. It's Chairman Fred Jr. Weekly episode of Free Them All Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. I think she's going to be tapping in with us a little late today. This weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs, for those who are not familiar with that, that's the BPPC, again, of Black Panther Party Cubs. It's a tough act to follow. We intend to not only walk in the footsteps, but, as opposed to the footsteps, the Panther Paul steps of that phenomenal revolutionary organization that being the Black Panther Party, y'all, again. Let's make history, take history, tape history. You know what I'm saying? Y'all forgive me. I'm not doing no commercials for these jokers. They look, I had to grab some quick coffee real quick. And I don't know how, you know what I'm saying, how long to keep running off of this coffee, but you know, keep doing what it do. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Right on, Mars. I had in the building. You know what I'm saying? Still moving the groove. We had a phenomenal. We're still riding the cloud thousands from phenomenal. This past Wednesday. Kids of Young Kenyatta. I'll tell you how small a world this is, you know. It brought to my attention, you know what I'm saying? I know his father very well, you know. In fact, I just spoke at his first cousin, Kwabini's, funeral services, you know, was it a month or two ago. And I mean, we jammed, you know, the whole the family, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, man. And a lot of times you get to do these tragic conditions and, you know, these circumstances. Ironically, the same system that's responsible for dividing us up brings us back together. So I said, wow. And I was kind of catching on when I seen some of the people that, you know, that was coming in. You know, I said, wait a minute. And a lot of times, you know, and I say this too, because you hear me talk about the stats and facts and numbers and, you know, regards to people locked up or those who, the children, particularly, you know, the murdered, you know, in the streets, Chirac and other places. And sometimes, you know, people may be under the impression that this is some sort, you know, we're just giving these numbers and we always try to give a political analysis, but the reality is there are personal connections. You deal with these dynamics, you know what I'm saying? This, again, is a microcosm. What's happening in every colonized community throughout the world. And we see that people's pain reflects. And, you know, whether, you know, whether it's on the case of Kenyatta locked up, whether it's talking about the case of, I just got word now, how many people who shot, you know, hopefully not murdered, but on 69th July, outside of Chicago, constant band, you know what I'm saying? The numbers, just getting shot, 5 days. You know, many people in prison. And it's kind of like organizing, too. You just can't talk about the actual membership. You're talking about, you know, that which comes attached to it, you know, the impact on the families, the impact on our communities. I use that analogy. Pop talked about Brenda got a baby. And, you know, just the whole, you know, trickle-down impact on our communities. So the deal is we have to tie all these contradictions in when God's organized. Y'all get locked and loaded, y'all, again, you know what I'm saying, bear with me, better yet, say good with me, man. 929-477-3785, we have Brother Cam Howell going to be tapping in with us next week, I believe, talking about that of reparations, and, you know, that's a term many people might have heard in regards to other communities, you know what I'm saying, victims of Auschwitz and Dachau in Nazi Germany, and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, the resources and other, not just the resources, but the acknowledgement of atrocities, you know, that occurred to people, you know, and attempting, you know, to repair, but it tells, you know, saying the financial, the land question, and again the acknowledgement, and putting correct context why, you know, the impact of, you know, when you talk about the gas chambers in Nazi Germany. What are you talking about? Some chemical plant that impacted one generation, and you see, you know, three, four generations down the road, you have birth defects. It's important to say, wait a minute, why is this happening? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, because, you know, many people have a reactionary assessment. You know, I was just commenting to someone the other day. I said, you know, it's something in regards to, like, even without, you know, black people in particular, is like, no, not a, is reinforced in many cases. We see it, you know, whether it be the damage, whether it be, you know, certain actions or inactions of people. It's a reactionary assessment. Like, this person just this negate. I mean, you don't. That's not even the procedure with dogs. Like, I mean, you say, okay, where does this dog's lineage? Where does the dog come from? When you go purchase a car, a vehicle. It's not just a question. Okay, this is a Ford. This is the Tahoe, and you say, wait a minute, you know, where was this vehicle at, and, you know, in 2008, you know, whatever, damage. That's what you mean. It's water damage. We need to know what was down in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, hurricane, which we refer to as Hurricane America. But these are different to take into account. You know what I'm saying? It really, again, it doesn't take away, it doesn't fix the car. But if you say knowledge, you say, okay, wait a minute, why is this part rusting out so easily? Or this the past damage, you know what I'm saying? Or this person, what's their context of having, stable families, a stable organization? You know, you'll be surprised in our community, generations of people, you know what I'm saying, who've never had men or never had women. I'm talking about generations, literally. You know what I'm saying? And look at how normalized it is, you know what I'm saying? And the reactionary assessment that people come with, I'm going to be the mother and the father. And then someone is, who has do damage control. But there was Frederick Douglass that said that, I'm paraphrasing him, it's easier to rear children as opposed to, repairing broken adults. This is Frederick Douglass that said this. You know what I'm saying? To rear children correctly as opposed to, repairing broken adults. You know, I've said a number of occasions, I sympathize from the leadership in the Black Panther Party. I met some of these cats as adults, older people. I said, imagine the drama that poor cats would do with them in their younger ages, the onus responsibility on the individual, but the struggle to have a objective analysis, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, We live in the record on Free of Mall Radio, the spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. We're in the building, Free of Mall. So I tell you, in the building right on Free of Mall, Free of Mall right on. Happy anniversary. Okay, Minister Farrakhan, okay, right on. Yes, indeed. If you watch the building right on the top, yes, indeed. Right on. So that's what we're talking about that, but also, everything is political. Case of Sunday Idaho. Now, many of those who are familiar with us relate to the mantra of Free Them All, even that you states definitions. You talk about, freedom fighters, and you talk about struggle toward the Black Panther Party. And in fact, I was going to attempt to read something from Wikipedia, I better understand this, the caliber of cats that you're talking about, and they can never, correctly articulate or sum up who these forces are. I'm saying that because Black people in particular, you're dealing with, intense contested conditions. So in other words, when you say a Jake Winters was a valedictorian at Inglewood High School, it's just not nothing to be taken lightly. And still to maintain the backbone, because, we talk about Minister Doc Satchel, dead Minister of Health Illinois chapter, on the college campus. And to be alive, with some backbone, some integrity, because the reality is every day, this system is chipping away at your childhood, your womanhood, your manhood, your humanity. And then to make that step, that advanced leap, to be conscious, to be clear that you are held captive, in a colonized community, and to be able to, as Minister UEP Newton has said, to be able to take the bourgeoisie skills and make them work in the interest of the masses. To be able to take the bourgeoisie skills and make them work in the interest of the masses. Because in many cases, we have the reversal. In Africa, we refer to it as the brain drain. Our best skills and talents are taken from us, in class, the ruling class. Former was Clark, Squire, Sunday out of Cody. Many people may be familiar with the case. If those are not, check it out. Zaid Shakur, these are different names people should be familiar with. Sada Shakur, infamous New Jersey Turnpike, the attack that they waged on them, And then even just the dynamics is however you want to go with this. Bake it, boil it, fry it. However you want to go with this. Whatever side, when you start talking about the different, you put in context of the time, the different dynamics of, you know what I'm saying, of the case, you know, what happened, you know what I'm saying, the love for the people, their past, their, you know, because, again, the humanity of these individuals we're talking about, you know, who, by their own standards, you talk about, student at Nassau, and in fact, I forgot what event I was at, it was brought to my attention, that Sunday out of Coley, like, even in school, he had actually, the guy, what's the guy's name who they said was supposed to be the first, one of the first, Neil Armstrong, who told the USS, one of the first individuals that said, you know, land on the moon. And so, I mean, you know, a lot of people can debate, you know, so, you know, some people said that was staged, or not, whatever the case may be, this is definitely a phenomenal individual within, you know, saying, the ruling class, their, you know, demographics, you know what I'm saying? So Sunday Adekola was supposed to, you know, actually a geometry and other dynamics was taller than this. And this is important to point out, because you're talking about individuals who, in many cases, have, who could have, quote unquote, been successful. Quote unquote, it's that state's definition, which, you know, we shoot dice with that, but the reality is many of them, maybe they cannot then, because the deal is success is not only defined by, because success is not defined by your skill set in this system, you know, but, you know, the deal is, you know, what you have to give up, you know what I'm saying? Or many times, many cases, people don't even come in with it. You know, they don't even have it, and the state is able to smell that. But again, you look at the cases of, you know, Chairman Fred, prior to becoming deputy chairman of Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party. You know, some individuals at the Hampton House yesterday, and they were like, whoa, I didn't know he went to Triton College. They was like, you know, and people would be surprised, because there's this misnomer, this propaganda, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, that of revolutionaries, you know. And there are, don't get me wrong, there are some cases of, you know, in any arena, you know, so you know, the people's army, the state's army, where individuals have no other choice, you know what I'm saying, and this is like their last resort. This is like, it's really not a proactive, concerted effort to engage on the side of battle they're engaged in. In many cases, it's just that, well, I'm having to be here, you know, so whether it be on either side of Russia, whether, you know what I'm saying, or either side, you know what I'm saying, the U.S., whether the people of the state. In fact, the Panther Party had a term, jackanape, you know, it's not, you're not, you know I'm saying, you may fight, it's not your allegiance, it's not with the people nor the state. This is important, this is to take in. A lot of people say, well, we all will be, this doesn't make a difference as long as you fight. Some people take the position, it doesn't make a difference who you get true information from. I recall the struggle I had one time, I was explaining to some of these forces, they've been trained. That information is all, you know, about the Black Panther Party being given to them, you know, through the White House. And she said, well, it doesn't make a difference where it comes from. I said, well, some, you know, some people feel that baby silverback gorilla, it doesn't make a difference where that milk, in fact, that initial milk, where it comes from, whether it comes from the breast of the silverback gorilla, or it comes from the palms of the poacher, you know what I'm saying? And some really can't see that difference. But the deal is, it comes, it's there. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, like in various Spanish-speaking communities, whether it be in Puerto Rico, Cuba, right on, good thanks. You see, I brought some backup. Good thanks, right on. Get the coffee on deck, yes, indeed. And you, people can pick up in certain conditions, like, wait a minute, that does not come, that you were taught Spanish through some, you know, some colonial school, or you learned through the barrios, you know what I'm saying, you may distinguish that. But I'm giving some background on this, on such forces as Sunday out of the Code, you know, and it opens the door, it opens a political powerhouse of potential discussion, and, you know, saying, well, okay, wait a minute, what's the connection with the Shakur, what's the, even if you want to go kind of like what Minister P. Newton talked about, even when they talked about Field Marshal Joyce, excuse me, bear with me, y'all, I'm going to interchange them, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get there. Field Marshal, Minister U.P. Newton, Minister U.P. Newton talked about the states, yes, indeed, the state's assessment of Field Marshal George Jackson. And those who, I don't know if you, Field Marshal George Jackson, you know, the state had all type of propaganda. You know, and this is important to put in context. When you talk about the case on the Jersey Turnpike, you talk about Zaire, you talk about Asante Kotu, you talk about Asante Shakur, not only do you talk about the assault waged on them, not only talk about the case of that they raised up, you know, the whole thing with the Jersey state trooper, and but you talk about the role the media played, the propaganda, the terms that they used on them. You talk about, it must be inclusive, you know, with Asante Shakur, you know, saying being placed in all men's jail. All this, again, political. And these are the deal is, our position is everyone held captive in these modern day concentration camps. They are political prisoners. But however, these forces we're talking about, with the added role, the extra weight that they carry, which the state recognizes, is that they have the blessing as well as the burden of being able to sum this up. And that's a crime. That's a crime in this community. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be able to, you know, to be under attack, but to be able to sum it up is kind of like, you know, somebody sticking you up, you know what I'm saying? And you go, and you say, well, maybe I just loaned him the money. And maybe he, you know what I'm saying? But to be able to say, no, be able to articulate, you know, not just articulate from that scene, that day right then, not just a reactionary assessment, but to put in political context. This is a crime to the system. You know what I'm saying? This is to our individuals and the organization that was fighting for, as Field Marshal George Jackson said, fighting for the unborn and living in the dead. Mr. Reed, people talk about the state had all this propaganda about Field Marshal George had posted a gun in his afro, all type of stuff. But he said even in he put the leap over the walls of San Quentin prison. Mr. Reed, people said even in the attacks, even with the information. He said, take that. He said, you can still see the reverence. You know what I'm saying? How it can be you in regards to Field Marshal George Jackson? Chairman Fred talked about even when they lied on me, even when they said I took $71 worth of ice cream, the Goodyear ice cream, and gave it to the children, to the people. Chairman Fred said they still made me have to be a Robin Hood type of thief. They still show the true nature of a Panther. So even in their propaganda, their slander, you know what I'm saying, when they come with the cases and the attacks, you still say, this stuff's so phenomenal. No matter what, no much mud you sling on it, you see what stands out. You dig? And you talk, you look at the what they say with the case was Asante Shakur, Sunday out of Cody, you know what I'm saying? And you discuss the solid being liberated, you know what I'm saying? This is important, these terms applied. We have a discussion. You can't switch horses in the middle of the race. In other words, you know, when we talk about political prisoners, we talk about, you know, kidnapping and bond and putting the climate, you know what I'm saying? Because, in fact, Sunday Adekolia did a phenomenal assessment. One of his phenomenal assessments was in regards to, I think this was 1998. And this is important. When I say Sunday Adekolia gave this assessment, do not negate the fact that we're talking about why he was held captive. He's still here, captive, 84 years old. We talk about this Mumia Abu Jamal giving these assessments, the conditions of being held captive, you know what I'm saying? And still to be able to put the, you know what I'm saying, to feel the pulse of the people, as Chairman Fred said, even as being a member of the Vanguard Party, my son put my ear to the ground. He said, feel the beat of the people, to be able to articulate that, to be still. And I said, when I was locked up, I said, I'm not on a furlough. I'm here, captive. I'm limited to what we can do. However, recognize when Minister UEP News said that prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Prison is a microcosm of the outside community. The politics, even if you were, you know what I'm saying, it's a certain consistencies that go, that transcend generational, geographical, and gender lines. Some people ascribe to the line that can only relate to that situation of women or relate to that situation of men. Some people ascribe to a situation that can only relate to young people or this particular location. You know what I'm saying? The politics, the path of politics in particular, hold it up anywhere you want to go. You know what I'm saying? It up the ante. I was just having a discussion with our central committee the other day. It up the ante. With Field Marshal George Jackson, can never be minimized to that of a prison activist. He was a, he, you know, saying, to be a field marshal in the Black Revolutionary organization, and was able to take certain writings from Ho Chi Minh, you know, and even to the way the contrast, point out the differences about even what Commandante Che Guevara talked about the FOCO theory, and in many ways, the way that this is why this can be applicable, and this is why this cannot be applicable in regards to the urban ghettos, you know, in regards to the Black community. This is a politics that utilizes the philosophical tool of dialectical materialism. Something, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, well, I wasn't there. The deal is, I wasn't there during chattel slavery. But I with a politics, all you had to say, okay, what year was this? And when you have certain organizations bragging about, oh, yeah, we had this, we was rolling. Wait a minute, everybody else, you know what I'm saying, held captain doing chattel slavery. You know what I'm saying? You had to put stuff in context. And we had to be armed with a politics. I tell people, when I walk in a room, I had to be armed with that Panther politics to be able to distinguish through the door who's a mercenary, who's a soldier, you know what I'm saying? Friend or foe, you feel what I'm saying? Through the door. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, we're not, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal we're doing real time, we're talking about forces who didn't have social media. We're talking back to this, I mentioned the Sunday out of Cody had gave out, and not in absolutes. This is in response to the uprisings that were occurring. And but throughout the concentration camps, throughout the country, you know what I'm saying? And this is a response to the refusal of the U.S. to rescind the crack sentencing, the disproportionate sentencing with crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. Ironically, one of the proponents that was challenging this, that was talking about, man, this is wrong, was Senator Dick Durbin. And then people was like, whoa, this is great. How this, you know what I'm saying? And that's why like, a lot of people, they'd come in and the omelet be there. And that's all they'll see. And they'll be like, man, this is, you know what I'm saying? This chef made a, you know what I'm saying, this great omelet. Never, the politics give up the ability to say, wait a minute, man. This particular organic chicken, this organic egg, the type of food, that the chicken was fed. It goes past what you can actually see. I say, even our communities. We take it to context. Where you grow up at? What music? What's your dynamic? You know what I'm saying? I remember this one individual that was later exposed, that was in our organization. I recall asking him one day, I don't even remember asking him. I said, have you ever been involved in anything, a gang, a family, Boy Scouts, anything? And he humbly said, no. And I said, you have never been involved in nothing with accountability. Never, they never had that. And he shocked him. He's like, how do you know this? You know what I'm saying? And the deal is the state does, they do psychological profiles on our community, and we have to be clear on that. Like this succession of Sunday God that Cody had provided. Dick Durbin was raised up as this great white hope in regards to this, but all people do a little backtrack and say, wait a minute, it was Dick Durbin who was a proponent pushing initially for the disproportionate sentencing. Follow what I'm saying? So a lot of the deal is you say, wait a minute, don't just have a reaction assessment. Who was responsible for setting up the, again, plain language terms. You know, I'm, what you mean by that? You know, plain language terms. You know what I'm saying? Which is a conversation people are having now. They talk about it on different TV shows now. It's no, not people, you got it as a conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying? Well, basically, crack cocaine, which is in the Black community. And the sentencing was more harsh. Even it wasn't because, you know, maybe there were more burglars in our community, or maybe because we didn't go to school. It was no war on drugs, it was no war on guns, it was no war on gang. There is no war on drugs, no war on guns, no war on gang. That's war on our Black asses. That's the reality. And the deal is to come to grips with that in certain stages in the game, whether it be through reactionary, under such reactionary tenures as Trump or whoever, they're saying point blank, you black. You know what I'm saying? And again, the party, Black Panther Party, up the ante, not just giving in a race nationalist question. And it's going to race nationalist assessment, but the political context, we talk about political prisoners. People say, well, I don't understand how this person a political, you know, this person a political prisoner. The whole, if you made a, we correlate that the pack conditions in Cook County Jail to the pack slave ships. We correlate that, you know what I'm saying, the bounty that was placed on the head of Harriet Tubman to the bounty placed on the South Shakur today, as we speak. Back to this assessment, the summation of Sunday out at the Kodak game. He talked about the question, what's the deficiencies? What's the shortcomings in regards to the uprisings that happened? You've seen the climate of, you know, saying the Pontiac, we've seen the Pontiac, the Pontiac 17 case before. We talked about Attica. You know, I mean, it was common. It wasn't just something that they didn't say, okay, put that out. It was a climate. We were saying, I mean, it was common. It was like second nature. I mean, and not just within the camps. The connection to the community was there. There was a climate, which I said about last week, I mentioned last week, where the people had related to the sentiment of William Thoreau had wrote in Civil Disobedience, where people were related to the position that in an unjust society, again, in an unjust society, the only place for a just man, and we're going to paraphrase, a just man or a just woman was prison. How do you view that? How do you, the only place, check it out. This is a piece called Civil Disobedience by William Thoreau. And what he said, in an unjust society is not just. The only place for a just man, and we're going to paraphrase, a just man or a just woman is prison. That impacted how you view prison uprisings. That impacted how you view visits. That impacted how your children looked at those who were held captive. That impacted how you assessed Jonathan Jackson, 17-year-old walk of America. County Courthouse, you know, going to grab Rochelle C. Q. McGee and tell the Judge Heaney and the rest of them, you know what I'm saying, say, man, along with William Christmas, I was saying, man, John McClain, the man, gentlemen, I'll be taking over from here. What, you know what I'm saying, what embodied a 17-year-old man-child? That gives you, you have questions like, well, how are these people so young back then? The type of conversation, that embody how you view relationships, how you view your age, how you look at 30-year-olds. Not only were we being wiped out, we were clear we were being wiped out. There was no, the climate did not allow some individuals to come with some liberalism and say, well, no, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, don't worry about it, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be just passing away. It was clear. It was the state, the attorney, it was a draft. They were saying, go to jail or go fight. Nixon said, campaign for law and order. You know what I'm saying? It got to the point where the Panther Party heightened the consciousness to the point where the pigs themselves recognized themselves as pigs. You dig? So, Sunday, back to Sunday, Sunday, Sunday out of Cody gave, again, while he himself was held captive and still held captive. I want to point that out, too, because a lot of what we're talking about, none of y'all have seen the posters that brings somebody out that's coming home, and I'm damaged. I want, you know what I'm saying? I'm holding my breath because, again, Sunday out at Coley. And the words, you know what I'm saying? We met this man who, by any other standards, you know what I'm saying? The memory, we have to remember these forces, you know what I'm saying? You look at other communities where they track people down and they contribute, you know what I'm saying? Say, well, you're involved in this atrocity in Nazi Germany. We have to know those who stood and fought for us, you know what I'm saying, who stood up, who called a question, and still while they held captive, still, you know, a man 84 years old, writing, assessing, talking about the contradictions in the outside community. We definitely have open arms. We're waiting on Sunday. We would not ease up one bit. You know what I'm saying? I remember the day I got the word, I was to be released. Even coming out of there, I had my head up, you know, my guards up, you know, so cautious. Cause I know how this system gets down. And I really didn't even, like, give a breath of release until I got, you know, to a certain part of the community. So, you know, it's an old saying with the indigenous community, you know, white man speaks with four tongues. So we waiting, you know, saying this, and we want to be anticipating the welcome home of Sunday out of Dakota who broke down this, who summed up the shortcomings of the uprisings that happened throughout the camps, and basically, as opposed to the uprisings that happened throughout the camps in the community, how it was connected. You say because that community support was imperative; it had to happen. And the conscious is one thing for people to be getting down, but to be able to make that connection to the outside, to the people. That's why we have one prison to one contact. You did. We want y'all to be gearing up, putting together the packages to welcome Black home for Sunday out of Coley. We want to, you know, it's like we're anticipating it. But it's like you've been in a damaged relationship. You say, okay, it's going to be all right. You know, it's going to be fine. But you say, hold on now. Don't release that key yet. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been, you know what I'm saying? we got some victories here and there, you know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know what I'm saying, but we want to make sure, keep our guards up, and you know what I'm saying, keep this, man, this keep the heat on the heat on the streets, keep his feet hit the streets, literally, and to his feet hit the streets, literally. Sunday out there, Cole is a major asset to African people, true contribution to our people. You know, so I can't, and just, I mean, I, you know, we talk about these political prisoners, we talk about the potential, we talk about the talent, you know, we talk about one prisoner, one contact, you know what I'm saying, we have children, say, okay, I can't, cases where Sunday out of Cole and stuff, see, I mean, they correspond, they send it back, they, again, these giving information, no access to all the social media, the technology that we on our side have, but man, again, the potential that we have to look at this in war context. They have snatched up some of our, man, phenomenal brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And who are able to sum this up? We need to tell our children about Sunday out of cold. We need to know this, who this is. You know what I'm saying? This needs to be common conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm involved, man. I pray, man, you're my man. I hope you're feeling better, but man, my brother, we're checking you out, man. You on our mind and our heart, brother. We're following up with you, man. Know you're going through a lot. You on our mind and our heart, no doubt about it. Sunday out of the code. Make it to this discussion. Bring it up in church. You know, what's the status on Sunday out of the code? You know what I'm saying? Let's say he's not released as of yet. He's supposed to be, you know, the New Jersey, according to their own laws, their own. What they say, you know what I'm saying, he's supposed to be released. They're on the parole, the Supreme Court has supposed to granted the release. And this, you know, a few years back, I mean, we got the hard-hitting news, H-A-R-D-H-E-A-R-T. I remember once, I think it was a 100-year hit. I forgot what it was. It was a big hit. I may get the numbers mixed up, but in fact, it was so traumatizing. I mean, you know, you block trauma out, you know what I mean? I blocked it out. But I remember that it was a big hit that he got, you know. So this is inspiring. This is inspiring. But again, we know who this is. We need people to start getting their welcome back. When I say even it's a statement. It's a statement. You know, so we don't, you know what I'm saying? When we tip down, we'll find out, you know, so who directly get this, they won't get it directly, you know what I'm saying? To him, to help you back in the community, you know, get up. That's a statement. The poor set some resources, set some money aside. So we're going to figure out some social security touch down. That's not even a concern. You know what I'm saying? So you support, be put that to the side right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, be on go. Be on go. You know what I'm saying? You put the finance aside. And so, okay, bam. You know what I'm saying? That's where you got to roll to. I debated today on how, even with the flyer, on how, you know, how to do the flyer. We do this all the time. I struggle with comrades, like, man, last minute, change the flyer. I switched this around. I didn't want any text on it. We have to up the ante, you know what I'm saying? You know, people have to, has come some stage in the game, when you see certain images, you know who it is, you know, you look at, I did a show with young brothers the other day, Cap One. I mean, excuse me, no cap. Y'all, excuse me, no cap. And they had images of people from Chicago, legends, you know what I'm saying? And certain faces, you know, you pose a no. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know what I'm saying? And you want it emblazoned, you know what I'm saying? Like, you different cats in the streets, and they had the different representatives in their shirt, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be Mr. Larry Hoover, or Chief Malik, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Or certain colors are worn. You know, adorn people, you know, okay, that's that. In certain times, we have to get to the stage up the ante. People that face Sunday out of that cold, you should know it. That's what was on our flyer. That's what we should know. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just tell a lot of young cats in the community, hey, big man, I say, if we ain't had nothing else, I can understand. You got to, you know, grab a, you know, Al Capone, whatever, you know, whatever on your shirt. Dude, we got some go-getters, man. That's from Arthur. We got some living legends, man, that you can relate to, man. Big talk. And Sunday out of the quote is one of those, man. One of those, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check up on these forces, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been fortunate to get some, you know, Jerry O'Dinger Dunnigan back out, say cool O'Dinger back out. But the stuff that they've been through, the stances that they've taken, you know what I'm saying? And again, these, I mean, these are not, we, as opposed to some role models, that's true, some real models. We live on the record, free on my radio. Conrad, give me a head, so we have any callers in queue? I'm going to turn my cold coffee, but no, I'll go this now. Oh, he kicked in on this. Hey, side note, anybody get any air conditioning? Something better happen now. He goes, man, I got a surprise today. I guess I said something will never come here. And then the old air conditioner conked out on me. One thing is another. We ain't tripping. I guess there's like the chairman, the water heater busted. This happened. Man, listen. We ain't, it's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we make Kiss the Casket, Tango with Torch, and Dance with Death, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're the Chamber Free. Everything going to be all right once everything gets back in the hands of the people, y'all. So, we, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let's say small things to giants, right? So, come on, we going to call it a queue?
Hey, free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Mama Condi on the line. Free them all.
Free Mom, welcome to Free Mom Radio. I'm going to turn my cold call. I'm going to come back to this. I thank you, Mom, sister, right on. I was kind of
long
scared
time
and
no talk to.
Free Mom, welcome. Is he on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're now loud and clear. Right on. Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
Excellent. This is Elder Mama Condi, Chairman Fred.
Welcome as always. Long time no hear. Welcome to Freedom Radio. Good to hear you on Condi. Good to hear you. Right on. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, it's a struggle, trust me, and I'm holding on by my fingernails, but I'm determined. I am still here, and I'm still swinging.
Right on.
I intentionally hit number one tonight. Usually, you know, I call and I listen and I don't really say much.
Right.
But because you were talking about one of my big brothers, Sundi Adeokolu, I had to call in. You mentioned Asada and you mentioned Zaid. We go back, Zaid and Brother Sundi Adeokolu used to come to Center of Working Knowledge. It was an independent African-centered school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on 60th Street Southwest. And they used to come in and spend time and communicate and do workshops and classes with our students. And, I mean, they were just beautiful. The sister who was the head of the school was one of my big sisters, Mama Nalo Talib. And when that incident on the highway happened and Zaid was murdered, my sister wrote a song. I performed it and I arranged it. And I want to share it as a salute to Sundi Adeokolu, and Zaid Malik. It's not long. It's about 2 minutes and change. Zaid Malik
Shakur,
have you heard the name before? Zaid Malik Shakur, have you heard the name before? It was the year of 1940, on the 6th day of June. God planned all our destinies. Zaid stepped from his mother's womb. Zaid Malik Shakur, have you heard the name before? He took the stand of an African man. He joined the BLA. For liberty or death is the only way not to be a slave. May 1973, the pigs decided to bust the three. Sundi Adeokolu, Asada, and Zaid Malik struggled against the enemy. How stupid the troopers in 73 who brought this plight to be. Well, a cop shot a sada, Zayd Malik shot the cop. They shot Zayd Malik and it still hasn't stopped. I said, Zayd Malik Shakur, have you heard the name before? Zayd Malik Shakur, have you heard the name before? That's my tribute.
Right on. Revolutionary love and respect. You know, let me, I'm trying to take us there in regards to, you know, climate, time, and discussions, everything. Say politics, some about images, and, you know, our, the discussions we have, and, you know, and again, if you will imagine, no social media, no social media. I know it's hard for a lot of people to fathom how to pick up these names and the timing. And I mean, it's upfront how liberating, how cleansing to be, at least to not be backed up with not only state shit but bullshit. In other words, one thing to be oppressed, but to also to be have these Pied Pipers come tell you when you're not, when it's something you did wrong. It's a saying, when I think it was Auschwitz or Dachau, one of the gas chambers. Mentally had people walk in the gas chamber, and it was saying something like, it translated to, education is the key. If you work, literally, going into the gas chamber, it was an actual term saying, if you, that's how you get, and people still going in the gas chamber, still sipping this snake oil. To be under attack, to how liberating, and I mean everywhere you look, I'm talking about, and I mean not to be engaged in trivial bullshit, to be the type of conversations, the type of songs, the type of terms, the type of names you name children, the type of looks that, you know, even the ruling class had to attempt to copy it. To be able to pick up and to have the gumption, the morale, and say, wait a minute, I don't have to get a recording contract. The people that start, to relate to these names and to identify with these individuals, the man Zay, and if you didn't have the opportunity to know them personally, who not getting no sound? Can, give me some sound check.
I hear you.
Okay, face. Okay. To have this and this type of conversation, and not just, and again, people, the young brother came about a half an hour, so he was asking me questions like, well, how do I get to know this, and how do I, and I was telling him, you know, I said, man, tune in to Freedom Hall Radio, and he said, well, you know, it's basically work, so I said, okay, put up the old broadcast, and I had to catch myself because I was getting drained. Of keep on trying to, motherfuckers keep trying to force feed, and motherfuckers, a lot of people want to breastfeed these motherfuckers. Dig yourself. We turned the communities into classrooms. It was discussions anywhere you went on your relation. You going on a date, you know what I'm saying? What, man, you couldn't even have a sister. You talking about some, you know, I remember one event, one time we had a protest on Chicago Avenue. I forgot what street it was on. I'll never forget this. But this was, I remember this situation on this corner. I forgot this brother's name. Murdered by the police on Chicago Avenue or something. I can't remember his name to say, my man. But I remember we were protesting. And I remember this young sister came was over there with us. And I remember this other brother across, she was trying to holler at her. And I remember her saying, oh, you ain't there. You over there. And so we can talk about him. We fight. The police killed such and such. And you better get your ass. And, man, he was forced to come over there and fake the funk. I remember this brother had some children by two different sisters. I remember both of them out there protesting with us. It wasn't no trivial discussion of Maury Povich as Jerry Springer as who baby mama and that shit. And at certain times, certain phenomena that stick out when you're saying you don't make it minus. That time when the DMX's funeral, when the first sister, with the children, I don't know, standing up and her communication with the sister he was with, who had the son, his son was with some medical stuff right now. We got to check him on that, see how, what can be, you know, whatever. This DMX is the youngest son, some medical issues he's dealing with. I think he's about approximately 4 or 5 years old. But that you get certain, now you get sometimes you get certain phenomenal individuals. But that period, that time, the Black Power movement in the 60s, I'm talking about, it means uprisings, the common conversation. It's, you can look at, they say during the 1800s, when David Walker, after David Walker's appeal, the uprising, people did the naval, they were passing, slipping the letters, the book, when you pass the ship, they're passing to you. You know what I'm saying? It was the type of, you know what I'm saying, so that climate. I'm flashing back to when they're talking about the UNIA and Marcus Garvey. A young lady was saying, excuse me, that lady was saying, well, she's an older lady now, and she was saying she remembered it as a child. She remembered the stand up, they're talking about the man, the flag of mine, and it, the red, the black, the green, you know what I'm saying? And she talked about all that, you know what I'm saying? She says, I'm on free on my radio right now. I'm doing on radio, free them all. Because my sound, let me do my sound one time.
I hear you loud and clear. This is Elder Mama Condi. I hear you loud and clear.
And just to, for you to, how inspiring it is. That's an idea, and that, the stick that, like, I'm, you know, the songs, I mean, the type of terms and songs that the party and that atmosphere, the people engaged in, type of terms, is so liberating, and I'm putting this political context, you know, cannot be devalued. We live and direct on Free My Radio. Those names should be, there should be some stains and some brains and some marks and some hearts. You know, I mean, Zay, Sunday out of Sada, you know, you just, and you know, and again, with the state committee, with these, so many people have to come to the conclusion, wait a minute, these are not isolated incidents. Throughout the world, you're talking about, man, China, Vietnam, Africa, now, man, the big kahuna of capitalism was in chaos. U.S. imperialism was being shook. I'm talking about, man, in many cases, many other places where U.S. is pinnacles, is laying down as oppression, they were like, man, what, you know, what a, The black people, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's a concerted effort, you know what I'm saying, for the state not to put up this facade, everything is okay. But you had that climate, the type of, and it forced even the type of music that came out of the mainstream, the type, you know what I'm saying? And with this comment, so this is, again, a phenomenal, it's a true testimony to the climate, to the times, and that people need to understand. When people come with these copies, please, with, man, you know, people don't know, blah, blah, blah. Dig this here. Lenin said it takes people 20 years to learn in ordinary times. They learn in 2 years of revolutionary times. Oh, but now I'm talking about the type of, you know, picking this up, the type of songs, the type of terms that people are relating to. You know what I'm saying? And go look at your crime numbers. Go, you know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing being oppressed. Not telling you, you take it in, and you're not releasing them off each other. We live on the Freedom Hall Radio Show, bugging the building, another love and respect for you, man. There's a righteous video, okay? There's a righteous video from Tula Shakur on Zay Shakur and Sunday Out of the Coast. Okay, post the link if you can, Kwabena. And, you know, you get these forces that transcend generations, that people, you know what I'm saying, either know about, you relate, you know what I'm saying, because again, this is not a fad or a fashion. You know, back in the 60s, that's a bit, I mean, some of the continuous contradiction we are faced with. You did? Of course, you know, of course, like, there's some money, that's like, have resources and technology, so on and so forth. But the core of capitalism, the core of a system that was birthed and bred of the exploitation, you know, of African people in particular, it continues. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say that, you know, we never stood up. We know that everything cool. No, the state is not going to tell you about these individuals. You're not going to know. They're not going to give you this during Black History Month. You know, so it's inspiring. We appreciate that. At memory, and you know, so how it impacted you. I was giving assessment about the UNIA. I was the lady was saying how she remembered when her father would come home from work, how he would put his UNI uniform on. And she said, they get on the bus to go to the parade. She said, everyone on the bus would look at him, how proud he stood up. She said, when they had the stocks for the Black Star Line ship, he would come on, he would tell the children, just touch him. Just hold his word. And she said, that stuck with her. All the slander that the U.S. government put out there, Garvey misappropriated the funds. Never tell you about the whole thing about the Negro Agent Provocateur tour, the Diamond Sons raising Garvey. All the stuff that is still stuck with her. I said, I remember just touching him. She said the impact that the parades of the father, the family, and you can see the impact, how it impacted her as an old. She was in her 80s doing the interview. It's on YouTube. Well, I'm just put up a YouTube link on Facebook. Y'all, miss y'all just posted just now. These are things that, in many cases, may have to go dormant because the climate is not conducive. People can't relate to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people talking about maybe critical with Tupac, like, man, why he didn't tell this guy this man? What was he, you know, put in context. What time, what climate are you dealing with? So, you know, the deal is, you know, you may catch certain forces at certain times. So they'll, say, and make sure it count because they kill motherfuckers for this information. So be very careful with it. A lot of people be telling me, well, Chairman, you got to give out to everybody. You know, they say you that's you a threat. You telling me you have no idea what this is? Hmm. We'll be playing the apes with the one thing tell other monkeys, hey man, be cool, man. You know, ain't no small monkeys. And you go out there and get knocked off on them goo ball chimpanzees if you want to. You better pick your moves, man. Pick your moves. Because in this war, don't let me romanticize this. These names I mentioned, you stood up. They recognize the contradiction, man. You do have those who are against this. You know what I'm saying? You do have those who ain't going to stand up. So be very clear that. Some cats cool with picking cotton out of white folks' asses. They're like real talk, literally. They cool with that. We want to heighten the contradiction, you know what I'm saying? It's okay, what are you aligned to be with? A lot of times they be trying to tell us. A lot of people be, no, that ain't what they really mean. It impedes struggle. It impedes others to be able to, because we on the timeline. You know, the time restraints, man. We got Chairman Fred, we got to move fast. We got to move organized, man. You did? You know what I'm saying? It was, this was a climate where they stood up and said, man, hey, man, you ain't, man, when Andy was up, defense, our president, what he called against me, are we clear? There's one Black Panther Party. Both got clear. One no back and forth. Well, this is how I see it. You have the government also made it clear. They said, no, this, man, this is where we coming at. Okay, that's what's going on. No, I ain't up with that. It was a clarity. It wasn't this liberalism. How you see it, you know what I'm saying? And again, Sun Tzu said, the cardinal principle of warfare. Know thyself and know thy enemy. Our community has been so destabilized. We, you know what I'm saying? As Phil Wilson said, after he made his first $1 million, he knew he wasn't no nigga no more. Then he said, he didn't know what he was. We are bombarded with that. Confused motherfuckers who have no concept what the fuck they are. Around here, I told a guy, I think it was Joliet. This guy would go to different schools of thoughts in prison. First, you know, he walked, you see him, he touched this group. He was known as move around. You could see the confusion. Temptations had a song called "Ball of Confusion." This guy could have been a poster child for this shit. I mean, like literally. You'll see him in one group. You know, he just really. And I remember telling him one day, I said, hey, man, check this out, man. This is the wrong place to be looking for an identity because it's small place who will give you one. He said, Chairman, I see you talking to everybody. I said, oh, I'm clear and they clear who I am. Maybe you need to go up in that motherfucker and sit and have a conversation with, you know what I'm saying, on a one-man, I said, go in that conversation, or go in a one-man cell and have a conversation with your celly. You said, huh? I said, go in a one-man cell and have a conversation with your celly. as going to one man's cell as a common person. You. Maybe it relates to what Shakespeare says, to thyself be true. This ain't no thing we saying like you got to be an alcoholic now. You got to say, okay, my name is John. I'm a drinking problem. No, no. If nothing else, yourself. Go back and say, what do I relate? Go back and look. I can be in the, I can walk up in the room 2 seconds. Who you relate to? Tell, so, you know, be honest with yourself with certain dynamics that you relate to, music, individuals. Say, what's, man, what's in me or what's not in me that relates to this? And we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that. And, the other is, we got a role for all that shit. A role for all that. Just so. We live in the American spirit, making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. 929-477-3785. We appreciate that powerful testimony to put in context of that time, you know, because he, what's the Mama Condi for? Remember that song, like that, you know, verbatim, like that song. You can see you can feel the feeling of it. This is a climate, you know what I'm saying? Well, you have, you know, you would go through this, man, through the streets of Detroit, Chicago, man, oh, man, you would, man, Ohio, California, you would hear children picking up certain, you know, oh, I said, you got to go now, oink, oink, bang, bang, dead pig, free Fred, piggy, wiggy. These are the type of dynamics. There was common conversation. It wasn't, oh, you know, with that conscious shit. It wasn't wait till February to talk about that. It wasn't wait till election time. It was second nature, the songs, the terms we use. You walk up and say, man, who is that? Liberating that shit. Oh, it was so common about uprising, fighting back. I mean, soon as, man, if you, the police kill somebody, motherfucking knew, oh, shit. Yeah. It was second nature. You wouldn't even thought about no softball sponsors coming in and hijacking them up for the shit. Then you were there, people talking about unity, it was able to be, it was, you had organizations be able to unite. Because they was, what they call the weakness, the soft part itself, they had 10 in the herd. So you get prime stage. Now we can see who's going to barbecue, who's going to meal do. This is this, you know what I'm saying? You see who was who? Who is who? We live in the record for my radio, making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. You still on that with us, sis? I'm calling you still on with us?
Mute. Oh, here I am. I'm back. I wanted to share something with you when you were talking about how things were in my generation. I'm 70 now, and in my generation, life was different from how young people are dealing now. In the 60s, where I lived in Philly, in North Philly, you go around the corner and there was the Black Panther Party office. You walk further south, four blocks, there was the UNIA building. From my house, Garvey's movement. When you walk from the Black Panther Party office, there was the Moors. I grew up in that type of environment. I've always been a very creative person. I've written 14 books. I sing in 13 languages. I do all kinds of crafts. If you look at my website, the music is there. The sketch art is there. I did a sketch of your dad laying on the floor in his blood. I did a sketch of the helicopter that dropped the bomb on MOVE. I used to be a sketch artist. I'm blind now. I've been blind for 6 years. But I put my art up for free on my website so that we could keep that creative energy from that time to the present alive. And that's why I pushed one today, because when you're talking about that time and things being meaningful, expressing them in this time in our lives, I have to speak up. I don't have a choice. And I thank you very much for being patient with me, you know, and allowing me as an elder to share what life is now and why it's that way, because of what concrete kinds of substantive principles and energy was shared with us when we were young people. I was a teenager in the 60s, you know, and a lot of us have walked away from who and what we are, what we were. I hear a lot of people say something that is a misnomer. Ex-Black Panther Party member, and I said, whoa, wait a minute, I wasn't at that meeting. When did we become ex? You know, I never walked away. I still embrace the principles. Where does the ex come from? And it's one of the things that I appreciate, knowing the revolutionaries that I grew up with, Sundiata and Zaid and your dad and Queen Mother Moore and some of the other brothers and sisters who helped guide me and protected me. You know, there are so many stories of what happened, things that we don't know, and how great these people were. The Black Panther Party, they sent two people, one brother, one sister, with me to my mother's house to get permission for me to join. And they protected me. I never was caught at the office, ever. And they would dispatch me and other young people like me to other parts of the area, you know, and give us an assignment to do instead of, you know, being at the office when they came and shot up the office and stripped our brothers on the avenue like they did, butt naked, made nationwide news. I was in the bell tower at the Church of the Advocate in Diamond where they had the first Black Power Conference, and it's where the Panther Party used to work with the young gangbangers, you know, to get them to back off and realize that no blackface was their enemy. And if we didn't condemn them for being warriors, we only condemned their targets. You know, if you're gonna do that, then you need to be clear about who your enemy is. And that's what we used to do. That's the environment I grew up in. I raised my children in that environment. And trying to raise my grandchildren in that environment. It's very difficult now. Things are extremely difficult now. There's virtually no personal, you know, that's one of the things that excites me about you. There's virtually no personal interaction. You know, when Chairman Fred sees Elder Mama Condi, he knows her, you know. He greets her. He hugs her. He smiles at her. He's happy to see her. She's excited. She's got this towering young gentleman that she can look up at, you know, big, strong brother. That's exciting. Everything is on the internet now, you know. So there's no that energy, that stimulation that stimulates our melanin and helps us think clearly and make our synapses fire. That comes from the personal interaction. That's one of the reasons why I think this is a plandemic and not a pandemic, because we are highly melanated people, and when you can't touch each other, you can't stimulate that melanin battery. We can't have the energy. We can't think clearly because we're isolated. And we're dealing with electronics.
Yes.
It's just different now. It's just so different now.
I concur. Yes. Definitely agree. Yeah. What's the website you mentioned?
You know how to spell my name?
Hello?
Condi.
K like in
Henrietta.
A. Mm-hmm.
A like in apple.
Mm-hmm.
N like in Nancy.
Okay.
D
mm-hmm.
like in David. I
mm-hmm.
like in Isabel.
K-H-A-N-D-I.
P like in Paul. A like in
apple.
G like in George.
After I, what did you say? After I, what did you say?
P like in Paul.
Okay. P.
A like in apple.
Uh-huh.
G like in George.
Uh-huh.
E like in elephant.
Mm-hmm.
S like in Sundiata.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Dot net. It's the
Condi page. .net. And you know,
yes.
It's
extensive, so nobody should think they can go there and see everything in an hour. It's gonna take days, weeks, months, and it's beat up like I am, but it's there.
Right on. I'll be remiss. Also, May 13th, y'all. I do talk about last week. Also, that's the hesitantly use the word anniversary, but the acknowledgement of May 13th, 1985. Don't forget, moved at the bomb on Osage Avenue. Mike Africa Jr. might call in also. And I think he was just here a couple weeks ago, live in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's struggle even.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him. I just called him. Yeah. If we can, alphabet, like we are like with our terms, like, you know, in support, you know, like S is like, you know, our alphabet. So we've had stuff like that. I know the Cubs, we have the YouTube, we do this, we got to charge that back up. The S is, A is in Africa, S is in Sundiata, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, B is in Bobby Hutton, you know what I'm saying? So even that,
yes.
So like, you know, how. You know, the repetitiveness, how it impacts the brain. You know, P is a political prisoner. You know what I'm saying? So that we start, so we struggle also to even do it like that. You know, M is in Mumia. You know what I'm saying? F is in Free Them All. Let's struggle. You know, listen to audience, people in general. You know what I'm saying? To indoctrinate again the politics and, you know, every aspect of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. We live and direct y'all still making history. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you. That's condipage.net. Love and respect. Right on. We're talking about Sundiata Echo. You know, something that, you know, no people should be deprived of acknowledging these real models. We're talking about putting together something like that, have it on hold, to welcome Black to the community, to reap the funds from, have that, so we say go, we know to send it to. So we putting that together, like how people start, they're going to do extra hours, they got to do their Christmas shop, whatever, putting that to the side, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And you know, check up on Sunday out of court, you know what I'm saying? We expecting have a touchdown, ASAP, we expecting, you know, I'm holding my...
I'm prayerful that it happens. Because look at what happened to Veronica Bowers. We were already waiting for him. And what's it been now? Over 20 years? And we still waiting?
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of time. When you've done your time, you're released. And they just did not open the doors, Chairman Fred. They just didn't open the doors on Veronica.
Yeah.
So I'm very prayerful for Sundiata. You know, he's like a big brother to me. He made me cry once. I asked him, did he remember me? Because it had been a while. And he said, he said, Sister Condi, I'd have to lose all the brain cells I have to forget you. Two revolutionaries that made me cry like that.
He was one, and General Hamishu Utumwa, he was the other. And I asked him a question about my character, and he said, "You don't realize you are our Asada." I've never had brothers say such beautiful, romantic, loving things than those two brothers.
Well, let me touch on
it. Very uplifting.
You know, let me touch on that. There are so many setbacks and contradictions in our community. And this is a climate and of opportunity where in the struggle we have to, again, in our personal lives and our political, to be able to have images and dialogue, you know, with each other and how it impacts each other, like in battle. And that's, you know, for the best of doing struggle, you know what I'm saying? I just, these four, the most beautiful people, you know, and it redefines struggle. Redefines and reclassifies, assess beauty, how you just somebody with a backbone, a go-getter, and that's why, that's one thing a lot of people hate about struggle. I guess about it, because a lot of times people have a fear of, because the state set definitions, people say they want to be who they define as beautiful, who they define as leadership, what they define as intelligent, what they define as, you know, a structure, you know. And this shakes it up, and it's, you know, like, and that, it's on our own terms. It's a, I mean, you look at the, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there are families in California suing TikTok and other social media because of the amount of their children are talking about suicide, trying to commit suicide. Because the images of what they see is beauty, what they see is beauty, how it's impacted them. And the men and the women that our community was, you know, that you look at, I tell people, I say, your pick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and how people keep the images, and, you know, and it wasn't, people here, it wasn't a trivial elementary assessment of beauty. Or, you know, it wasn't, you can acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it wasn't limited to just the trivial, I mean, not to negate that, you know, physically, we are beautiful people. If somebody said on social media, that said, if we look like half of the stuff that we've been through, oh my, man, could you imagine how we look? It does not sell us short of this trivial, the beauty, the intelligence, the, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to trivial elementary assessments they give us, and I'm trying to say as objective as I can, they were talking about something about this whole, the discussion of this Kim Kardashian and another tape other than Ray J. I'm like, and this is the epitome, this is held up for us. And people were not clear who come, and it stayed back, the state created, but on our own terms. And like I said, even we have contradictions in our community, but that dynamic of, you say a bad brother, bad sister, you know what I'm saying? The conversation, the look, I mean, it was encompassing everything. And up the end, that, you know, it wasn't just as personal from your viewpoint, but the world was able to see, man, the images. And it wasn't this subjective, you know, where I see this part. I mean, like images like in Somalia, when you get the image of the sister holding the baby in one hand, and, you know, the rifle in the other hand, and how beautiful in context of, you know what I'm saying, and simultaneously. Not in the abstract. I mean, some people, and to deal with the real world, it makes even the scars and even the cuts look different, you know. Because I remember this one, the green grass, rose colored lenses. And we was riding through California, and we was going past slaughter yard, and you see all these cows packed in there, and mud, you know what was happening to them. And I forgot what she said. How she, oh, this is so beautiful, the animals.
Oh.
I say, that's what you see. The part, that's what you see. You don't see the slaughterhouse going down. And it was this whole abstract of attempt to go against, you know what I'm saying? And then people try to fight, and they say, you know, like, certain, the definition of beauty is not connected to tangible reality. The definition of strength is tied to some sort of state dynamic. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's never something that's tied to that precious entity that we're talking about, self-determination. As Malcolm X said, even our mistakes belong to us. It's a dynamic, a climate. That, again, when people hear it, the terms, we say, you know what I'm saying, and it's phenomenal, you know. And especially those who could have been, according to state, there's their definition, seen as beautiful, intelligent, whatever. But this, hey, as I say, you have forces who could have been doctors or lawyers, and you know what I'm saying. Then again, they couldn't have been, not because of lack of talent, because all of this part is the press where it sticks out, because this state they seek out slaves, and that's the issue when you have the enslaved. I can't remember. I can't count how many times I've come in. And I'm like, damn, I'm moving late. Mother Comrade of Corn Jazz's birthday. And somebody out, that mail coming in. Somebody out of Cody, year after year, him sending her a birthday card. I can't count how many times I say, man, you know, I mean, and I say, I've been unfortunate and fortunate to be held captive and have my name mentioned amongst the cats like that. And I say fortunate. Unfortunate because those conditions, but fortunate to know, man, just to get a letter out, just to get a mail, and to think, you know what I'm saying? And these are forces who, under the most intense conditions, keep us in the minds and hearts, you know what I'm saying, of the people, of the people, and they, you know, politicized, you know?
And it was a big difference for me, because I was the one who was always supporting brothers behind the walls. At one time, I was writing 50 brothers behind the walls at one time, at one point in my life. And when I finally got locked up and thrown in solitary confinement, and I wrote to a few of the brothers, and they said, well, Mama Condi, you one of us now. It was a whole different kind of a thing. You know, I was used to being supportive. And here I was in a position where I needed to be supported. It was very, very different. It took me more than 5 years to fight, but I did it, and I won. I'm not in a state of health, as you know, that I would have survived life, you know, like some of these other strong warriors. I wouldn't have made it if I'd have had to go life.
That's one of the benefits of a climate of a community and a structure, and spirit of steel sharpens steel, and men and women sharpening men and women. Where, you know, one of us falls short of one area, we, you know, so we either able to pick up, you know, what I'm saying, tag team. You know, that's one of the benefits of that, because as individuals we don't. That's what, you know what I'm saying, that those letters that come in at certain times. Not only for the morale boost, but also the security question. You know what I'm saying? That they, you know, so
yeah.
They, we are connecting with this community to people. You know, and again, putting them the money to the side for some of y'all who just anticipated welcome back, looking for them to get back. You know, and
I can't wait.
These,
I'm so excited,
yeah,
and I'm proud of you. I got to say that as well. I'm proud of you, Chairman Fred. I'm proud of you.
Amen.
I know your Baba is in our mentor, parentheses, heaven, close parentheses, smiling down at you and guiding you. And I'm proud of you. I really am. I'm really glad I got a chance to live long enough to see the Cubs.
I'm honored and humbled. We appreciate and love you, and it's an honor to serve. I'm just, you know, I feel fortunate to, you know, some people may see some of the moves again, you know, as trailblazing, but the deal is, in many cases too, I'm fortunate to be able to walk in not the footsteps, but the path of Paul's steps. I have examples. I tell people, even with the battles on the set, the movie Judas and Black Messiah, I was able to look back at, you know, positions. I mean, it's UEP Noon that assessed and took in regards to assessing, you know, summation, you know, summing up, you know, movies such as The Godfather, you know, Sweetback's Badass, certain templates, you know what I'm saying, because this is not a first run, you know what I'm saying. Of course, we got to be innovative and tweak certain dynamics, you know, but I just feel so fortunate, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, you know, go back and, you know, like even some of the struggles and how it's not popular, look at a phenomenal organization that take home, you know what I'm saying, I was held captive for living under nine years. But you think about this time with Sunday out of Cody. You think about this time with the Mumia Abu Jamal. You think about this time with so many, you know, our people, how long they held captive. And I remember countless occasions where, you know, that morale boosts, and sometimes I think even some survivor's remorse, you feel bad, you know, I can't go to rest, I gotta get some more coffee and get up and keep moving again. You know what I'm saying? I'm 84 years old. I mean, Sunday out of cold. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man. The brightest, I'm talking about, those who are not familiar with these forces, go read up on them. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check, you know what I'm saying? And these are discussions we have to have. You know, put the picture of Sunday out of court up in your son's room. You know what I'm saying? And like you mentioned, I'm back to what you said earlier. This is an opportunity. Like, you know what I'm saying? None of us have come out with the ideal family, ideal situations. But you have examples. You know, other communities, you know, they have people that they look at, oh, this is how I relate to. I mean, we don't have to suffice for this. It's chitlins, they're getting them up for, you know what I'm saying, the individuals they give us, whether it be these Pied Pipers, or, you know what I'm saying, it's a little research, get your nails a little dirty. You start saying, wait a minute. I mean, once she was, before her case, she was locked up, it blew her mind. She was talking, this is the first time it ever happened. Now, I don't want to say nothing because the energy was so good there. But it blew her mind that my mother was locked up. She said, I didn't know. They come in. And she said, put this in. Like, they talk about in Nazi Germany, this is the last survivor generation they have from the gas chambers. We have forces who are alive. Who are still? It's something to have to be. Take into account what we're dealing with to be alive is something. Then we're talking about, you know, saying those who are resist. We've seen in the coronavirus out in the community. We've seen just the conditions in general. Our loved ones get locked up on the traffic ticket. You know what I'm saying? Get took out. To have these forces, just as if you don't. If somebody out of just his image alone, if you know, man, believe me, little no pictures, they take that flyer, make it a poster, take free of my, make it a poster with those images. Believe me, it's transferable. The image of it's inspiring, and if they know it, that's what I'm saying. Just to see some of these forces. Insert, let's go. You need help, but you might overdose. You know what I'm saying? You start getting. So wait a minute, he did what? And people wonder why we're so protective about this legacy of the Black Panther Party. We don't play no games mm-hmm. with it.
Mm-hmm.
No games with it. People want to come in, play this ain't no transient hotel. This ain't no four hour fuck. This is a revolutionary organization that stood up on their own terms, that seized the time, that on an international level. And you think we're gonna let folks play some cloud games with this kind of shit? Man, you talking about the timing? No cell phones, no social media. You talking about man cases? You talking about that record? You talking about to get some commonality? And believe me, I know there's some struggles and contradictions, but we can relate. But again, you talking about the birds knowing to go south? I'm talking about a clamor, free you through the world.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about man? The penis down on such and such? What no? Explain. What you mean, Zapdos? What happened? What was going on? Were they Capricorns? Were they Virgos? They go to what none of that? You said, man, they Zapdos. Who? What? The sister? She writing. She calls over 50 brothers in prison. Who is that? Who is that dude you writing? What none of that? The ante was up. The line of demarcation was drawn. Who you with? The state of the people. The ante was up.
We're still standing.
What?
Still standing.
Man, this was that. This is a revolutionary organization. The Black Panther Party. I'm over on this side. I'm a southern and such. The Black Panther, as near as the Deputy Minister of Defense, our Prentice Boyce Carter. When he stood up on that, he said, we clear. This is the Black Panther Party. Let me repeat everybody shit. It was a clarity. One of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order. Create in that chaotic situation. It was a clarity. This is the man, the pigs now. Man, what's they bond? All this back and forth, you know what I'm saying? It was a clarity. The man, the music. Man, you better say something. You better say something. A relationship change. You better fake the funk. It was a clarity.
Yeah.
It was a clarity. All the bourgeois tendencies. Well, how you met with muffles the class contradiction. Cass acknowledged it. And moved accordingly. Down, count down two more minutes, y'all. Want to make sure y'all keep somebody out of their colon, y'all minds, y'all heart corresponds. You know what I'm saying? We anticipating the release of somebody out of their colon. Meantime, between time, put something to the side. So as soon as they go, that's where it's going to. It's there.
The link the brother sent you, could you send it to me in text, please? Because, you know, I'm blind, so I can't go on Facebook and get that link. So you get my number up in your queue.
Okay. A minute ago, brother Quabin had mentioned the link. Did you talk about the link?
Yes, sir.
I got you. Okay. Quabner, text me that text me link that you okay, I see right. Text it to me and I'm gonna text that to you.
We off the air. Oh, can I mess up it at your leisure?
Yeah.
And I thank you.
Yeah, okay. Don't remind me. I think you have a radio show at 8:30, my brain go whoop I've been like 15 rounds. I take it in for a minute. So remind me tonight, make sure I send that to you though.
I'm so glad,
so appreciative that you called in. I'm so glad and appreciative that I'm gonna thank the people in advance for putting something to the side for Sunday out of COVID. I'm thank them in advance for helping. We just welcome black to the community.
Yeah.
You know, you see those images when they had those U.S. soldiers come back and all of you. Oh yeah, they, you know, man, we know America don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, man. You know, you can go check the local VA hospital. You can go check any one of these homeless that America really treated. We for real about ours, y'all. We for real about ours. We want to embrace them, welcome them back. We for real about ours. There ain't no propaganda. This ain't no commercial. This is real talk. We want to have something to welcome them. This is inspiring for future generations. We want that name Sunday out of Cody to be, man, so loud and clear, man. Even Kessel, man, welcome home, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, Sunday out of Cody, you know what I'm saying? And again, get those pictures and have those pictures, Sundiata, in your children's room. Like, look up and see those images. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. It's an honor. It's honor. Spirit liberation. Keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clenched. We say free Sundiata, Cody. Free me up with Jamal. Like we said, what's the call? Free them all. Keep your chest, keep your peace, keep all of them all hard. Marsha, if you can put the contact back, something to contact back up. Make sure we be consistent with one prisoner, one contact. Everyone should at least have one contact, one prisoner, one contact that you correspond with. Again, not take for granted they're alive. Not take for granted they're alive. One prisoner, one contact was a call for them all. Well, Makandi, it's an honor. Make sure you, again, you don't forget to hit me later on. I'll forward that. If I'm going to send that to me, I will forward that to you. So the comrade, also clinch this club, Black Panther Party Club, condolences to Jewel, who's with Death Row. That's on Tupac song, singing. You know, yeah. I don't know, I called Lady Ray, she got on yet, though. You know, that was her roommate, you know what I'm saying? You know, fellow, you know, label mate, you know what I'm saying? Jewel, y'all pull up, you know, check out her voice, you know what I'm saying, man? A lot of people say her voice is like the West Coast, could be like the West Coast Mary J. Blige or something, you know. Oh, I just seen the comments when we talk about it up on Madison Down, 79th Street. This, remind me next week we get on top of that. Yeah, remind me, I just seen it just now. Forgive me, y'all. I thank all y'all for calling in the comments and texting me out again for the word this Wednesday. Now, anyway, May 13th, don't forget what happened May 13th, 1985. Again, May 19th, I think I might be in Louisiana for Malcolm X's birthday. We'll keep y'all posted on that. Meantime, between time, keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clenched. Come on, what you got to take us out with? Sunday out of Coley. I don't have the ID number right here, but just in case he's still left. The mail, well, sweet Robin, he's getting out. Still send those letters in. And hopefully, I mean, ideally, we'll be with some great news. I'll get up this air and I say, man, Chuck, you didn't get the breaking news? He's touched down already. That'll be beautiful news. I'm looking forward to it. Sunday out of Cold, man. Phenomenal. Living legend. Hashtag it, y'all. Sunday out of Cold. The image. Immigration walls. What are you going to take us out with?
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the Black Panther Party very proudly presents
your legacy. Will never be forgotten. We will remember your legacy. Will never be forgotten. Be told of the ones who were so bold. They stood and spoke the truth to power. Dedicated totally. Our struggle's finest hour.
We'll never